I would like to do the Ramban, which on Bava Metzia, which is very difficult, and then come back to just sort of briefly go over what we've done in the sugya before we move on. One note that I want to make at the outset, which is rather interesting about the Ramban, and I think this gave me a lot of difficulty when I was preparing this Ramban and going over this Ramban again, is that in Choshen Mishpat, the Tor quotes Rashi as saying that if two people are holding on to a talis, and each says Ani Araitiha, so Rashi says Yehemuna Chachi Avriyahu, and the Tor says, many of the printed editions had Rambam, but the Beis Yosef just corrects it without citing where he said it's supposed to be the Ramban. The Ramban. So let me ask you a question. The Ramban quotes two basic resolutions. To the stira, or the seeming, not the stira, the absence between Shnayim Ochazin, where it's Yachloku, and Hahu Arba, where you say, called the Alin Gavar. So we already saw the Ramban. The Ramban is often is cited as adopting the what is the Rivaz first approach. I don't think that's clear at all in Bava Metzia. I'm not sure if he does say that in Bava Basra, but certainly Bava Metzia he doesn't make clear what he's adopting. But what the Torah quotes is that the Ramban says that Zerma Niraktiya, Vezerma Niraktiya, Is that true? Does the Ramban say that? Bava Metzia? I'll ask you a very hard. It's a very simple question and it's a very hard question. I assume you looked at the Ramban, right? Yes. So those. What was the Ramban's maskana? On ze omer ani ratzia bezera mini ratzia. It took a lot. The Ramban does not always write in a style that's easy to read. Some Rishonim write much more in a style that's much more easy for, at least for me, to read. So anyway, what was the Ramban's maskana? Okay? Correct. He doesn't say Yehimun Achachavi Al Yavaliyahu. He says Kol Da'alim Gavar. He makes it very clear that the Rabbanon wouldn't say Yehimun Achachavi Al Yahu. They would say Kol Da'alim Gavar, and he explains that at the end. In Bava Basra, the Ramban does not say that. In Bava Basra, the Ramban just says Da'aniyah Zelmei Zeratia, so you would be Yehimun Achachavi Al Yahu. And I suspect that that's where the Torah is getting it from. But in Bava Metzia, that isn't his maskana. But I want to... Yes, Gabe?
I mean, if he cited two approaches, why is the second one necessarily the maskana?
Well, you mean Bava Metzia?
Yeah.
So that's fine, but the first approach is not the Emunah. The first approach is, it doesn't make a difference with whether you say ani mitzasiyah v'ani mitzasiyah versus ani araktiyah v'ani araktiyah, right? The first approach for the Ramban is that that either way yachloku. It doesn't matter that vadayika ramai, right? The second approach says that even within our chiluk of muchzak versus not muchzak, so even though you're muchzak, if vadayika ramai, then we hemunah hashav adil, right? The whole point is that if vadayika ramai and they're not muhzakim, so then called Dalim Gavar. So I admit that part of the reason I had a problem understanding the Ramban is because I was brainwashed by the Torah. I mean, which is the Ramban, it's just not this Ramban. So let's try to go through this Ramban. Somebody who hasn't read recently but would like to read. I'm not getting too much attraction here. Ephraim, go ahead. Read slowly. Yes, and explain too. And if I don't like your explanation, then I'll give you a hard time, and I'll do my own. Go ahead.
Yeah, so
Right, so in other words, the Gemara in Bava Basra says the reason why Kol Da'olim Gavar versus Yachloku is because by Arba, there's no Dror of the Mamona. And the Gemara here also says, whether it means the same thing or not, there's no Dror of the Mamona by our Mishnah. So, No, Begabe Arba, the Hamanatsula. Right, so both cases are cases of Lekka Dora de Mamona, the Arba, and Shneimachs in the Palace. So why is one called the Olam Gavar, why is the other one Yachlok? This is not a Chiddush, right? This is the question all the Rishonim ask. And he just highlights the fact that they both, the Gemara says by both that there's no Dora, their characteristic or their quality is no Dora de Mamona. Go ahead. So he doesn't offer any explanation why that should be different, but Tosus offered the explanation why. Right? Tosus' explanation was that he didn't use the word anansade, but we know that when they're both holding it, they probably have a chelek in it. And therefore, to let Kol Da'olam Gavar presumably would lead to potentially unjust conclusion, and we would be responsible if we took it away. As opposed to when two guys we have knowledge of the situation, and for us to ignore that and allow an potentially unjust outcome, that's our problem. In the case of the Kol Da'olam Gavar, nobody's a muchzik on it. Two people are chattering away what their shayfas is. Let them chatter away as much as they like. At the end of the day, not our problem, right? We're not being malim einayim in ha'afla. Well, I would say that emotzim yadam really means it was there. Well, the truth is, what is the hava mina? What would the hava mean to be? What would it call the Olam Gavar look like by the Talis? That actually doesn't make any sense, just from Mitzisa at this point. What are you going to do? Stop fighting? Let's take the Talis. Okay, now throw it back here. What's going to happen? They'll both grab the Talis again. No, I think what the call the Olam Gavar really means here, it means once we see they're both Muchzak on it, we have a responsibility to make sure they both get their half. Now, we could just say, have a nice day, folks, you fight it out, right? We're not going to take it away from them, and then you stand in that corner, you stand in this corner, okay, on your mark, get set, go. Well, there's no point in Bezin doing that. So what it means, Motzi and Osama Yadi here would mean to ignore them and let them fight, and one person would wind up getting it, and now one person lost his half. I think that's, the formulation is Motzi and Osama, but what Motzi and Osama would mean would not mean literally take it away from them and say, get out of our courts. Go have a nice day, you know, take it to the park and you can go fight over it. And that would be an effect motzina some yadam as opposed to saying stop, everybody gets half. Okay. So now, go ahead. Okay, so the question is right now, and again, this took me a while to you'll explain the question. Okay, so the bottom line is, when the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yosei, what's the difference between the Mishnah where we say Yachaloku, and let's say all three manas, but even let's say the Vaday manas, in which we say Yehemunah. So the Ramban says, well, the answer is obvious. Right? In the case where the two of them are muhsakim, we're not motzi and miyadam for an alternative. But in the case where they're not muhzakim, so then we can choose a different path. We can say Yehemunach Hashayavu Eliyahu. Right? So Dilma, you read that part, Dilma Masni Sanchani. Right. In other words, just as we're not going to take, in other words, just as there's no stira between the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochazin and Hahu Abar of Nachman, there's no stira between the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochazin and the and Rabbi Yose in the Mishnah, because the bottom line is our Mishnah of Shnayim Ochazin is the Tofes, so we don't take it out of that. Once they're both Tofes, we're not going to say Kol Da'alim Gavar. We're not going to take it away and put it in escrow. We're just going to divide it between the two of them. Whereas by Rav Nachman, and you have to, Rav Nachman, we're going to say Kol Da'alim Gavar. You have to explain why for Rabbi Yose you wouldn't say Kol Da'alim Gavar, but the answer is pretty obvious. But bottom line is the Gemara should never have asked the question. Go ahead. So he says, so one second. So since I just want to understand what's the word afal gav de tafsi.
Meaning the fact that your problem doesn't sort of cause us to
are they, but didn't he just say they're not toughness? Aha. So, but again, this is a very strange way of form. Lokasha, the chayim, the chayshin, the armai, the kantina, the kech, the lo day, had you know afagav the tafse. Hachiname have, it's in the wrong place. Hachiname have a leila miknis, kech, the lo day, afagav the tafse. I don't want to.
We have a column before the afagav, they have a period.
I mean, so, in other words, yes. So correct, so right, which is a very awkward formulation. The easier way of fixing it, even though I'd rather not fix it, is to simply move that phrase. That I think we'll accept their punctuation. I never trust the punctuation of people because they make lots of errors, but let's accept the punctuation here because I think it's clear where Ramban is going. He's saying that Medina, of course there's an obvious distinction. Me'ikar adin. One is tafos and one is not tafos. But if the whole point, if Rabbi Yose's entire approach is, I have one mana and one mana that definitely belongs to each of the two guys, and still I'm going to hold that back because I want leverage on the liar to admit his lie, then the same thing should hold true by Shlam of Simitalis. Right? At that stage in the Gemara, before the Gemara's Mitaritz, that there's no Vaday Ramai by the Shlam, right? And there's the Kasha, the Gemara assumes that there's a Ramai by the Shlam Ochasim. The Teretz was about to be, oh no, there's no Vaday Ramai there. But if there were Vaday Ramai, so you would say, ah, but the Mosak amount, the answer is, I wouldn't care. It makes no difference whether you're Mosak or not. If you're going to institute Knossos on property that Vaday belongs, in fact, one might even make a Kavachomer, and the Gemara, it does make this sort of in the earlier stage, but not in Rav Yosef, within Sumchus. If money that the Nifkat is holding, that Vaday belongs to one of them, meaning the 100 and the 100, if you're willing to withhold that as a knas, to force the Ramai to be modet, so here, why is it that you wouldn't be motzi? Why is it that you wouldn't be motzi from the two in order to say Yehemunah or to say, let's just say, Talim Gvar again? What's the reason? What's the reason that you're not motzi to say Kol Da'alim Gavar? Meaning, I know what that means is you let him fight it out, but why is it that? And why wouldn't we say you'd be motzi in order to say Yehemunah? Because when both of them are holding on to it, that would suggest, that would almost prove, not prove, but strongly suggest, in an ansadi, that each one actually has half the talis. So by the mana shlishi, by the shnei manim, it's not an umdana or an ansadi. It's vadai that each one has one. And still, we withhold it from the two parties as a knas. So certainly here, where it's not vadai that each one has the talis, what Mosakos does is it means, oh, I see you're holding on to this half, there's an ansadi that's yours. You're holding on to that half, it's an ansadi that it's yours. So there certainly, it's an easy job to say, thank you, gentlemen, we'll hold on to that. So that's why for Yosei, even though there's a difference, even though you're Muslim in the Mishnah, I would say, I mean, I'm making the Ramban's argument stronger, that if you can withhold the mana and the mana, you can certainly, well, you know it's theirs, you can certainly say, listen, the kasha was, of course you should take the phallus away and say, we're putting in an escrow. Because we don't even know for sure that either one has, which one has a chelak in it. Okay, so that's what he, so that's the first teretz he gives. The Hainu Nami, go ahead. So that's in the next part in the Gemara. The reason why he says Rav Yudai, if you try to delve into this, is that that last section in the Gemara, the next section in Baam Gemal, is not from the Gemara. It's from the Gaonic period. And if you look at the Ridva here, he comments that there are a lot of passages in Bava Metzia that are later additions to the Gemara. So that's the only reason why I put, that's my comment in brackets, just in case you wonder what he's talking about. So that's answer number one. And then the second answer is the Ode. Okay, so the second answer is a little more familiar to us. It's the same answer Tosis gave on the Sha'ar, which the Ramban is going to have to talk about as well for the Rabbanon. Namely, that the Nifkad, that the two people are considered Mufsa. Why are they considered Mufsa? Because they gave it to the Nifkad to watch. He's holding on to it for them. And the Ramban does not explicitly spell this out, but one can ask a very important question. When we say that the Nifkad, that they are each considered Mufsa because the Nifkad is holding on to it, which part is considered Mufsa? Which part? The all of it? Or the two manas? He doesn't say. I'm raising the possibility that he's right now only claiming about the two individual manas. I'm going to go back to my point that I made, that Maimer that I've quoted a few times now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gosav Olam Nesiyashu Bayalim Shteim Eim Mechol Nehaftish, Zem Neishen Eshalav, Zem Neishen Eshusav. I can't be Mahtish something that you stole from me because it's not in my Rishos. So you could argue that the two manas, the two extreme manas, are in the Rishos, because Vaday this one has one, and Vaday that one has one. The Ramban would not necessarily have said that the mana Hashlishi is Birshusam. Now you could argue it is, as Tosos does, because even though the Nifkad doesn't know who to give it to, he's not withholding it intentionally from the rightful owner. Or you could say because the Nifkad simply doesn't know who to give it to, it just belongs to, since Lamaisa, you can't get it, even if you klap a Shmaya, you're the real owner, then it doesn't work. Which second version?
The version that the only Mufsak on the first two manas.
It makes the difference between what...
The other answer that said, well, you see from the first two manas, we still fully punish them, so we're being right from the first two, and then the second answer is essentially saying the same thing.
What two parts are you talking about here? Two answers in the Ramban?
Meaning he says either ring right from the first two, which we know
is Vada there,
even though maybe
it's
not
Mosa.
And the second answer is actually, it is
Mosa,
but essentially the same answer
on
the right from the first two months.
Okay, but that wouldn't bother me. But it would be two very different answers, though. In one answer, it's just, in a Hanami, you're not Mosa on even those. It's just that we want to give you an incentive. And the second answer is, in other words, the first approach is, really, they're not comparable truly conceptually, but practically they're equivalent. That's why the Gemara asked the question. And the second Torah says, no, in fact, they are conceptually equivalent. There is Mufzakos by the two manim, and that's why the Gemara asked, is this Mishnah not against Rabbi Yosei? And the Gemara's answer is no, because there's no Vaday Ramai by one, whereas here there's a Vaday Ramai, and therefore, even if it should have been the same, obviously, they should have been cholik the two manas, because you're not even cholik, it's vade there. But there's a by the Mishnah, there's no Vaday Ramai, so we're going to leave him alone and let them split it. Okay, so now, here is where it starts to get a little bit more, not yet, but soon to get complicated. Go ahead. Okay, so the mana hashlishi, which the Rabbanan say Yehemunach Hashayavu Eliyahu, so why don't you say Kol Da'alim Gavar on that? Now, by the way, in light, I might argue that this would demonstrate that it was the second form, I don't know which formula she gave earlier. What does this question suggest in terms of the Ramban's previous teretz? When he said that they're considered did he mean only the two Vaday manas or all of it? So what would this question suggest? Just the first two. Because if he had already established in that last teretz that the Shneim are considered muhsakim because they gave it to the Nifkad on all three, then what's the kasha here? The reason why the Chachamim say Hashar Yimunach Hashav Liyahu, the Shar, is because they're both muhsakim. And when they're both muhsakim, we said at the beginning of the previous paragraph, you don't say Kol Da'alim Gavar. So just the way he asked the question suggests all he meant in the previous teretz, and that would strengthen the whole way of reading the Ramban, that the Kash, he's really focused, and the Gemara is focused on the two Vaday manas. So both Teirutz and the Ramban are focused on the two manas, not the manah shlishi. And now he says, okay, but for the Rabbanon, since you're not mosak on the manah shlishi, why don't you say Kol Da'alim Gavar? So he says, Hare Amru, that's not a Kasha, why? Okay. So he says that the manah shlishi is the equivalent of what? Eat hafsinan lo matkinan. And he adds a line. He says, "Ha kol shekein hacha, the tapas birishus." So who's the tapas here? Not a trick question. Who's the tofes here? The nifkat. And why does he describe it as tapas birishus? Because the Bialim gave it to him, as opposed to Itafsina Lamatinan, Basin wasn't supposed to be Tofes. It was effectively Shalobershus. It was a mistake, because we pass in Lotafsinan. Let's assume that the Lotafsinan is linked to Itafsina Lamatinan, like Rashbam. That's it. I'm not interested in figuring out where that's the Ramban is going, but let's assume that for the moment. It keeps it simpler. And Vahasam, go ahead. So one second. So why don't you say, there you don't say Yehemunach, why not? And again, they're both cases where you're not Muchsak. The Arba you're not Muchsak, and the Manah HaShlishi you're not Muchsak. By the Arba we say called Alam Gavar, by the Manah HaShlishi we say Yehemunach. Now, so the Ramban has explained, why don't you say called Alam Gavar by the Manah HaShlishi? The answer is, because that's like Itafsin and Lomatkina. Okay, but why not say by the Arba, why not say Yehemunach Hachir Avaliyahu? So he says, Vasam lo amr Yehemunach. He had explained why A isn't B, like B, and why B isn't like A. He did that in the previous paragraph also. Go ahead. Right, I want to just clarify. Leslon lemechash l'ramai could be misread. It's very easy the way it's formulated. We don't have to worry about there being a ramai there. It's not what he means. What does he mean? You understand how you could read less on the mechash lemoi. We don't have to worry about that. There's a ramoi in that case. Correct. Well, and as we have no response, we know there's a ramoi. We know there's a ramoi in that case, but we're not responsible for him. Why? Because it's not like there's egos that each one has. We know one is at least one is lying, but it's not like we see two people being toe-faced. And then if we fail to intervene and we allow called the Alam Gavar, we now have a responsibility. We saw somebody take something away from somebody else whose it was. How do we know whose it was? Well, we don't know for sure whose it was, but there's an anansadi when they're both holding it. We are responsible for someone taking it unjustly if they do, if there's a Ramai. Whereas in the case of Arba, less on the Mechash Ramai doesn't mean we have to worry that there's a Ramai there. It's we're not responsible for the Ramas because we don't even know, and it's not like we can say with certitude that anybody ends up losing, because maybe in that case you might say maybe the Ramai loses, maybe he doesn't win the wrestling match. And if he doesn't win, and when one person wins, we have no reason to think that that's wrong. Whereas by the Shlaim Ochazin, if we let them have a wrestling match, one wins, we do have a reason to think that something is wrong, because then on Sunday, when they came in front of us, that they're both tough us on the talus. So you don't say Yehei Munach by the Arba, because we're not responsible. By the Damya. So what's the, what is the damya? What's damya?
I think the handles of the shlish.
What? Say that again.
The shlish.
Correct. The first part. Now there's not this last. The Ramban's kanam of the damya is not on v'hasam lamar yemunach v'chev no zakinan. The damya goes back to the original line. Hare amru itafsin lamakinan. And he says the fact that once with tofes you can't be about, see. Is similar to Safe Kinuach Vayitav Nafiasa. What's a Safe Kinuach? This is always very much Lamaisa. Very, very Lamaisa. What's a Safe? Yes. You find something sitting around, right? You see a Gemara sitting somewhere, and this can happen all the time. You're in the Heights Lounge, and you see a Gemara sitting at the table. Now, it's possible that that's a lost object, that somebody borrowed the Gemara from the base Medrash and left it there. So, or it's possible that the owner put it down and plan for coming back for it. And if you take it, first, so number one, even if it has a siman, it's got the owner's name in it, you probably shouldn't take it because you may cause him endless agmas nefesh, right? Imagine he comes back and says, oh my God, where's my Gemara? In this day and age, of course, the smart, what do you do in this day and age? What's that? Is there such a thing? Okay. You text the person and say, your Gemara's in the lounge. Okay, and you take it or you don't take it, but at least he knows. You've done effective Hashemes Aveda. But let's say the Gemara didn't have a siman in it. Then it's really a disaster, because if you pick up that Gemara, and it's not like today, it's not like, you know, there aren't about 300 or 400 or 700 Bava Basras, and which I guarantee that half of the students haven't written their names in it, but if you haven't, it's a good idea to do it now or make sure you did it. So it's not as if you're ever going to be able to turn that. How are you going to say, well, I found an Oz V'Hadar Bava Basra in the lounge. Okay, the lounge might be a shtickel simon, unless there were seven there. I found an Oz V'Hadar Gemara. Is it yours? Thank you very much. Maybe is the answer. So, Safe Kinuach Lo Yitel. If it's not clear whether the person put it down or lost it, don't take it. I think this is especially if there's no simon. And once, however, Natal, Lo Yachzir means, what does Lo Yachzir mean? You can't put it back down there. In other words, I was in the Heights Lounge, and I picked up off this table, the Gemara. Once I picked it up, I have an achrayis to be Meshiv Aveda. Putting it back down on the table doesn't constitute a Hashava. So the Ramban says it's the same thing by Tafsina Lo Mafkina. In other words, Beis Din is not responsible for getting involved in the first place. But if they unthoughtfully seize the object, now they have a responsibility of seeing it restored to the proper party. That's why you can't throw it back out there for called the Olam Gaba. Because before you seized it, it wasn't based in Zachariah's. Of course the wrong party could get it, but based in wasn't responsible. But once based in has taken it, or once you've taken an Aveda that you shouldn't have taken, because maybe it's not an Aveda, now you are responsible for it until it's returned to its owner. So you can't just put it back out there, and based in can't just toss the boat back out there. Okay? And Kol Shekein. Yeah. In other words, the Nifka, when you are shown there, so those are cases you might argue that you're really not a shomer. It was just a talus, right? So you just put it back where it was and leave things untouched. As a Nifka, when you accept a pikadon, you have an achrayus. You have an achrayus. You're a shomer chinam. You're a shomer sachar. You have an achrayus to return it to the bialim. Throwing it out there to say, you guys go fight over it, that's not chazara. Now, obviously, holding on to it is not chazara, but you're only holding on to it, it's yehimunach, because you can't return it yet. You have to find that you're waiting for the information to come up. But to put it out there, in other words, but as long as you hold on to it, so theoretically, the information might surface and you'll be able to return it. If you put it out there and call dalam gavar, you're not going to be able to make good on it. That's not hashavas apikadon that you're mechuyev to do as a shomer. So that's where he said the kol shekhen who the nifkat lo patanashe, the nifkat who accepted the achrayas consciously understood what he was doing. Of course, lo patanashe b'chazara the chol da'am gavar she'ina chuzeres lemklal. That's not chazara. Okay. So the Ramban continues. Right. You see that, in other words, I think the whole point is Tfisa works. Tfisa makes it belong to both of them, so much so the Gemara asks, why do you even need a Shvua? Why do you even need a Shvua? Anan Sade, that each one has half. The answer ultimately is because Shelo Yehi Kalacha Becha Tofes B'Tali Soshal Chaveira. But the question was, if both are holding on to half, so that's your information. You don't need anything more than that. So Tfisa really works. That was Teretz number one. That was approach one in the Gemara. Okay. Approach number two. Go ahead. So we got to go slowly now. Before you even, because it's going to get a little bit bogged down there, trying to demonstrate that there's a Vadei Ramai. But, what is the answer at this point? What's the difference between Shnayim Ochas and Metalis and Ahu Arba? Why is that Shnayim Ochas and Metalis is Yachloku, whereas Ahu Arba is called the Olim Gavar, and you don't say Yachloku? He's stealing what terrors? What? I know, so where is he stealing the Teretz from? What's that? Where is he? We may have asked the question, where did the Riva get this Teretz from? It's straight out of the Gemara. It's Rabbi Yosei. It's the Teretz for Rabbi Yosei. So assuming that we're still accepting it, which is a big Kiddush. So in other words, this is Rabbi Yosei's Teretz. The way the Gemara resolves Rabbi Yosei and the Mishnah is to say that there's no need to be kones in the Mishnah because there's no Vadei Ramai. In the case of the Nifkad, in the Mishnah in the third parak, so there's a Vadei Ramai. Therefore, Rabbi Yosei said him kema hifsad Ramai. He's not going to. Rabbi Yosei wouldn't say by the Talis that Yehemunah hachavayel is the imlach kema ma hifsad Ramai. Kusu says there's a Ramai. So this Teretz, which is the same as the Rivas Teretz, is suggesting that basically the reason why Ahu Arba. The reason why Ahu Arba is, we say, Kol Dam Gavar, is not because they're not Muchsak on it, we don't get involved per se, but because there is a Vadei Ramai. Therefore, we don't say Yachloku. Now, the two things have to be explained. Maybe obvious. Number one, how do you know that Ahu Arba is Vadei Ikar Ramai? And number two, note that, what does Rabbi Yosei say when Vadei Ikar Ramai? Yehemunah HaShe'avu Eliyahu, right? That's what he says when there's a Vadei Ramai. But what is it? What does Rav Nachman say, assuming that's the case of Vadei Ikar Ramai? Called Olam Gavar. So why, in other words, once you're going to say that, why not say, yeah, say Yehemu Hachiv Liyahu. Say Vadai Tafsin, and we take it away, and we don't give it back until somebody brings proof. So first the Ramban is going to get a little, I would say, bogged down, but he's going to slog through explaining how you know the Gemara in on Lamed Aleph Beis, the case of Arba. How do you know that that's actually Vadai Ikar Ramai? Do you have a question?
Yeah. The Ramban said the first that he was taking the Gemara's explanation out of the Yosei to the Mishnah Shana.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramban is not saying that.
Correct. He's not.
So,
the idea, well, you have to see what he does in the end. Right? This is the question. What is the way to tell what you're really doing? What would the din be if a Vadei Ikar Ramai in our Mishnah, in Shnayim Ochsin? There are two options, and it's actually a machlokas. The Ramban disagrees with Rashi. What are the two options? If you hold like the first teretz and you hold like post of Baba Basra here, you would say it doesn't make a difference. You would say it doesn't, well, but you say it doesn't make a difference. If it's all about Murzakos, who cares? Not about Ramai or Ono Ramai. We did say for Tosas, there has to be a possibility that the Chalukah can be Emes. But we don't care if there's a if there's Vaday Ramai there. In other words, we judge without their Tainus. If without their Tainus, a Chalukah, Yecholi Emes, the Tosas says, Shnei Mochsin Yachol. Yes, Ephraim. No, that he doesn't say that. That's what he goes out of his way to explain. We're not there yet. Now, what is the Ramban going to say? What's the din by Zerah my Ne'eraktiya v'Zerah my Ne'eraktiya? Not Yehemunah Chatshir of Eliyahu. That might be what he says in Bava Basra. That is not what he says here. What do you mean first presentation? The first? Yes. Correct. I think within that, I would assume the Ramban would say that we don't care about Ramai. Because they're Mustaf. And it would be Yachloku regardless.
But didn't he say that we're bringing Ramai? We're asking from Yossi because.
No, so all I'm saying is that this Teretz now. No. So he was asking a question earlier, at the end of the first paragraph, the second half. Is that what you're asking about?
Right.
There he was asking a question. You're telling me Muchsakos makes a difference. So then why did the Gemara realize? Why did he even ask the Kasha from the Mishnah through Yossi? Rav Yossi is the case where they're not Musuk. The Mishnah is the case where they are Musuk. So I don't expect Rav Yossi to say Yachloku in this case. The Teretz was either because of Rav Yossi's Svara as to why he says Yehimunach on both other manas, he should have also done that in our Mishnah, or they are both cases of Musukus. Right? But he's not interested in the Gemara's Teretz for Rav Yossi. He's just saying, why did the Gemara ask the question in the first place? But the second approach, that of the Rival, is saying no, that we do accept the chiluk that Rabbi Yossi introduces. Right? The Gemara said, is our Mishnah not Rabbi Yossi? The answer is no. It could be. Our Mishnah, there's no Vaday Ramai. Rabbi Yossi's case is a Vaday Ramai. Now, here my point is that this Teretz, Mursakos, means nothing. It means nothing. So the question that you have to ask is, okay, so when there's a Vaday Ramai, we say, Kol da Olam Gavar in Ho Arva. When there's no Vaday Ramai, by Shlem Oksan the palace, we say, Yachloku. What would happen if there is a Vaday Ramai by Shlem Oksan the palace? Zerabayan Yerakti Vazem Raktiya. Now, the natural thing to do would be to say, Kol the Olam Gavar, which is what the Ramban will do. Gabe?
But according to the Ramban's first approach, and also according to Tosos, in the case of Zaman Yaakiyah, Zaman Yaakiyah, shouldn't it then be Yehimuna? Meaning, the Gemara said that the mission is signed off because of the Zag of Yossi. And my answer is no, because in the case of Yossi, there's Vada Ramai, that's why he said Yehimuna. In the case of Shanoch, there's not Vada Ramai.
Right.
If there would be Vada Ramai, then it's.
For Rabbi Yossi. For Rabbi Yossi, that's true. Not necessarily for us. That Kasha was only for Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Gemara had a kasha about the shara for the Chachamim, but the teretz there wasn't Ramai versus not Ramai, it was Yechol Elios Emes, is the way Tosus the way the Gemara does sort of suggest that. It could be both theirs. And the way Tosus explains that is, as long as when we strip away their tainas, it still could actually be both theirs, then you can say Yachloku. Where you have to say Yehemunach is if it would be impossible, or essentially impossible, that what they're both saying, they're both speaking the truth, means they both have a share. Namely, in the case of the Man HaShlishi, because there, even before they advance their tainas, I'm using the Rush's formulation here, we already know that it's not belong to both of them. Or the way Tosa says, it's highly unlikely one is Matne 50 to the other when it's in the Nifkat's hands. But the first approach doesn't care about the Teretz of Rabbi Yossi. The Ramban's Kasha was only from the Gemara's question in the first place. And why did the Gemara realize that the chiluk was Muchzakos? Right? The same question that Tosas asks on the Shar, so the Ramban is asking before you even get there on Rabbi Yossi. And the reason why I think it's better is because Lamaskana certainly, there's a stronger argument. Well, I guess not. Okay, I'll leave it there. No, I didn't say that. In other words, the Rabbanon agreed that Semana Shlishi is Yehi Munach. Correct. According to the Teretz Rabbanon, you would say you would never say Yehi Munach by a Talis. Because it's always Efsher the Yosemis, even though one is lying. Each says an Arakia, but maybe it could be that they're both lying and really it just belongs to both of them with split. Right? Without their Tainas, it could be the Talis belongs to both of them. Yeah, before they advance their Tainas, for what we know, for what is known, it could be both theirs. Very plausible. Whereas for Rabbi Yosei, that's not enough. It's not enough that it's plausible could be true. It also has to be that you can't have that Vaday one of them is lying. Okay. Go ahead. So let's see, where are we? Okay, so now we've got to sort of slog through the Gemara. We're at the end of the line. The Chevan Shazeh Omer. Okay. Right. Now remember one thing here. On what grounds could they be claiming ownership of the boat? There are two possible grounds. Neither one can claim they're making a kinyan right now because neither's mufsak on it. So either they say, how did they get the boat? There are two ways that you can get that you can acquire a boat. What are the two ways to acquire a boat other than building it? Either you buy it, or you inherit it. Again, if you're not a builder, right? I think, are there any other way to acquire a boat if you're not a builder? You either buy it from someone, or you inherit it. What's that? Yes. So, what? Well, that would be like lifting it up, theoretically, but that wouldn't be acquisition of a boat anyway. So, if you say ze umer shalavosai, ze shalavosai, so vaday laba mekachum megas liyadei, so that you could say that it's both of theirs, because if each one claims to have inherited it, there's no way that they inherited it at the same time. Okay, of course, one could have considered the possibility that their fathers owned the boat b'shusas, and then both fathers dropped dead. Both fathers were on the boat, and the boat capsized. And they managed to take the boat back, but not the fathers. So, well, they got them too, but they were dead. So, bottom line, Ramban says, if each one says Shalavosai, then there's a Vaday Ramai. And then, with the Karmina and Hassan. Right, it has to be a Taina, not that I bought it, but either I made it, I built this boat, or I inherited it, so it's Vada Ikramai. Aval. Right. And when he says here Agbahua, he means the palace. How did he envision joint acquisition of the boat? He doesn't say it here, but he hinted to it earlier. Mekachomemka. That's why he dismissed it. When he said, Zemar Shal Shavasai, it's clearly not Mekachomemka, because Mekachomemka would be the one thing. I bought it. Yes, the seller sold it to the two of you. He didn't make up his mind, decided to sell it to both of you. So, or at the very least, you each gave him money and he took from both of you. And now we're not sure he sold it to, but there's not a Vaday Ramai. That's the point. But if there... What's that? The Ramban? No, but come on. You gotta look to see anywhere, but presumably he would have said something. Besides, I mean, I know you mentioned it. It's very strange to say it would be a bull, because the two guys are arguing about that bull, because the smart person goes and grabs it, you know. It would seem it should be mamish the case of the talis. Okay. Anyway. Okay. But so the Ramban is mechadesh. According to this approach, even though they're not mufsak, I'm going to say on the boat, if there's no vaday ramai, you would say yachlok b'shu as well, just like you would by the talis. Okay, so now, go ahead. Here, this is the hardest part. This part I had the most trouble in the Ramban. Go ahead. V'ika. Okay, so the question is here, when the Gemara suggests that this could be even Rabbi Yose, because there's no definite Ramai in the Mishnah, in Shnei Mochsen, so what you see is that you say, when there is Vadai Ramai, you say, Yehei Munach Ashiyav Eliyahu. And therefore, what's the question, but by implication? What's the question, my implication? Right? V'igat the kasha lahu. What's bothering him?
Why do we say Yemunach and not Kol Dam
Gavra? Well, I would say, why don't we say Kol Dam Gavra? Why don't we say Yemunach by the Arba? Say Yemunach by the Arba. Right? If you're conditioning things upon Ramai, no Ramai, fine. So Ramai by the Manah Shlishi or the Shlosha Manah, whichever way you want to handle that, there, that, and the case in Shlaim Ochzim when there's a Vaday Ramai, and Ha'u Arba is a Vaday Ramai, should all be Yemunach Hashem Eliyahu. And the Chaim, go ahead. And the Ramban, I think, would not agree with Rashi, but that's what Rashi indeed says. But why don't, what that Rashi is explaining that by Shlaim Ochzim, doesn't say that by Ha'u Arba. So he's the Ramban says Velo Kasha. What does the Dilma Ramai mean? Yoni? Oh, what does it mean, the Dilma Ramai? It's a funny sentence. I mean, it's not a sentence. It's like the Ikar Schlosser. Maybe the Ramai will win. There's Vaday Ramai, and maybe he's going to win. That's why we say, and therefore, it doesn't accomplish what Rabbi Yose wants to accomplish, which is Imkei Mahifsad Ramai. Therefore, whenever there's a Vaday Ramai for Rabbi Yose, you cannot say, Kol Da'olam Gavar, because maybe the Ramai will win. He has no incentive to concede. Rabbi Yose... Right, by definition, Rabbi Yose, Lishitaso, is never going to have Kol Da'olam Gavar. Why? Because if it's Efshar, the Leka Ramai, what will the din be? Yachloku B'Shvua, in Shnei Mochsen Metalis. And if you had a case of Arba, with a Renova de Ramai, Ramban just said, within this approach, you would say Yachloku B'Shvua. And if there's a Vanei Ramai, Rabbi Yose can't allow Kol Da'olam Gavar, because maybe the Ramai will win. And we need to have, whenever there's a Vaday Ramai, as much incentive as possible for the Ramai to be Moda. So by Kol Da'olam, if you say Kol Da'olam Gavar, what does the Ramai have to lose? Nothing. All that's there is he could potentially win in a wrestling match. So obviously we have no means if we say Yehimuna, it's not that we're being mastered the Ramai, but we're preventing him from gaining. Okay. But the Rabbanan generally don't make a knas against the Ramai, so therefore each person gets their 100, and only the third hundred that we say, we don't know what belongs to Sehemuna. So the Rabbanan don't say can say by the Ramai, even by an Ikar Ramai case, they're called the Olam Gavar, meaning by Hu Arba, when there's Ramai, called the Olam Gavar. By Shnayim Ochazen Betalis, when there's a Ramai, in such a case, there is no ways, but Ani Arakiv and Eretia, called the Olim Gavar. The only thing you have to explain is what? The Shar. Why is it Yehimunach? Why don't you say called the Olim Gavar? So he continues.
Well,
So you look at the question. Now, forget why the Rabbanon hold the Heimunach by the Manashlishi. But the Gemara's question was, one second, you think it's a problem for only Rav Yosei, not for the Rabbanon. Wait, why do you think it's not a problem for the Rabbanon? If after all the Rabbanon say, by Manashlishi, Heimunach had Shev Eliyahu, therefore what? The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but what was the Gemara's question? If the Rabbanon by the She'er say, Heimunach had Shev Eliyahu, then what should they have said by Shnei Mofsim Metalis? Well, if you read the Gemara in a facile manner, just without thinking, you'll say, you should have said by the Mishnah, Yehimunah Hashayav Eliyahu. The problem with that is that runs against everything the Ramban just said. So he says carefully here, says, when the Gemara says, Elamai Rabbanan Da'amri Ashar Yehimunah Hashayav Eliyahu, Vanami Kishar Damya, he and Ramban explains that line. Lav. It's not that the Gemara meant to say that the Rabbanan should have said Yehimunah in the Mishnah. Ella. It's not that that if you say A by Sha'ar, you should have said A by Shnei Mofsim Metalis. It's that if you say A by Sha'ar, you shouldn't have said B by Shnei Mofsim Metalis. Not that you should have said A, because guess what? We have option C. So the question was, if the Rabbanan say, Hashar Yemunah Hashar V'Liyahu, in the case of the Mishnah, then they shouldn't have said Yachloku by Shnei Mofsim Metalis. So kihechi, so you should, they shouldn't have said yachloku, kihechi. First, what's the hasam there? No. I guess you could say in the shahr. I'm thinking in the Arabah, but maybe he's in the shahr, right? Okay. Ella. Okay. And what happens if lo mizdaka kinan lehu by Shnei Mofsim Metalis? What do we call that? Called Olim Gavar. Right? If two guys are both holding onto a talis, and Basin says, get out of here, we don't want to deal with you. Go on to lunch now. That is it effectively become called Olim Gavar, because that's what's going to happen. The whole point is you don't say it, you shouldn't say Yachloku. You don't have to say Yehimunah. The natural thing is whenever there's a Vadar Amai, you know what we do? Have a nice day, we walk away. So by Shnayim Oksim Metalis, that means that the two of them are going to fight it out. What's going to happen by the Mana HaShlishi? He doesn't spell the that, but what happens to Mana HaShlishi? Well, neither one has access to it, and the Nifkad can't toss it out between the two of them because he has an obligation of returning it, as we saw earlier. So basically, Yehimunah HaShev Eliyahu. If Beis Din was Tofes, they also now have an obligation and Yehimunah. But if Beis Din wasn't Tofes, and a third party isn't Tofes, then the answer is we just walk away. Have a nice life, guys. And what that means by Hu Arba, what it means by a talis when each one says Ani Araktia, is called the Olim Gavar. So he continues, well, Lezehatam. Right, and you could put in parentheses here, Ula Fuke Me, Rashi. Kiahi. So that's what the Ramban says here. In Bava Basra, if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to read it again. In Bava Basra, the Ramban, I think, says, like Rashi. I think he says, Hashar Yehimunach. And there he seems to adopt more definitively the whole second approach. Here it's just a Yesh Omer. Here it's just a Yesh Omer. Okay. Yes, Gabe.
Is the Ramban making any distinction between there being a Vadar Amai and there being a possibility that both can be owned by both parties?
A Vadar Amai versus?
Versus the possibility that both can be jointly owned.
He doesn't ever explicitly make such a thing, and that, I think, that would be irrelevant in his second teretz. Right? He might really believe that in the first teretz. If, in other words, if you say that the difference Ahu Arba is because they're not mochsak, and Shnayim Ochsa and they are mochsak, you then have to explain Oh, no, I tell you, but he doesn't have to explain it, because he says that the Mana Shlishi is not Musa. What he doesn't explain is why the Gemara asked the question in the first place. And what the Ramban doesn't do, which is a little odd, he doesn't address the question for the first approach, but maybe that in itself is an indication that's not the approach he really is working with, is that if the Shar is not Musak, well, either way, why don't you say by the Sha'ar, Yachloku? Why do you say Yehemunach? So the Ramban could say that the reason why by the Sha'ar you don't say Yachloku is because they're not Musak on it. They're not Musak on the Sha'ar. And when you're not Musak, then we don't do a Yachloku. We either do call the Olam Gavar, or we do Yehemunach. If nobody's holding on to it, then we say called the Alam Gava. If the Nifkat's holding on to it, he has an achrayus to return to the right person, therefore it has to be Munach. Right? Tosus gets around that by stating that it's, Tosus says that the Manash Shlishi is Mochsak. It is Mochsak. So now it should be exactly the din of Yachloku. The answer is you only say Yachloku if it's Haluga Yeholi Osemes. Right? The Ramban never, in the second Teretz, the Ramban would never get there, because in the second Teretz, as soon as you have a Vadei Ramai, forget, even if the Chalukos Yeholi Asemes, we don't care, as soon as there's a Vadei Ramai. But in the first approach, so the Ramban would say, I mean, again, he should have asked the question, the Sha'ar is not really comparable to the Lamaskana. The problem is the question of the Gemara. But in the Maskana, the Sha'ar is not the same thing as Shnayim Ochsen, because the Sha'ar is, they're not Mochsakan, and the Talis, they are Mochsakan. He should have said something. Yeah?
I'm wondering, is this distinction, for sure, I guess, is this for sure a distinction? Saying that there's one thing called Vada Ramai or not Vada Ramai, there's a separate thing called, is it possible that they said it both wrong?
Yes, it's clear in the Gemara. On Gimel Manaf, that's very clear, because the Gemara answers for the Rabbanan. The reason why in the Manah Shlishi you say Yehemunach is because Idemar Lo Demar, I don't know if it's Gemara's language, but they do, but I don't know if it's on this in this context that they say it. For the Rabbanon, the Gemara answers, Hasam devadai haman adachad minayu, amri abanah himurach at shirliyahu, hafad ikal amemir detarayu, amri abanah pli yibishua. But for Rabbi Yosei, where you have a case of each one is vad, amana vadai to each of them, and still we say, himurach at shirliyahu, so here, when it's possible the talus only belongs to one of them, certainly, you should have said Yehemunach, but the answer is, in our Mishnah, there's no Vader Amai, there's a Vader Amai. So for the Rabbanon, the distinction, even though by the Mana HaShlishi, there's a Vader Amai, that's not why the Gemara says that the Rabbanon hold Yehemunach. They hold Yehemunach because it's Yehefshah Liyosemes, right? It belongs to one of them. Whereas by the reason why the Chacham are willing to say Yachloku when it comes to Shnayim Ochsen is because it's possible that it belongs to both of them.
So the Ramban,
I agree. In other words, in the second approach of the Ramban, and this is part of the challenge, I think Tosus rejects it for that reason. Ramban is adopting the Ramai from Rabbi Yosef's Teretz to say that within the Rabbanon. There's a question, why? Because I think the Gemara's answer is very clearly, you can see from the fact that they give the Teretz for Yosef, that's not the Teretz for the Rabbanah. So that I don't know. I mean, it's the same Kasha on the Riva, right? I mean, it's the same Shita. In other words, the Gemara only gave that Ramai distinction within Rabbi Yosef. So if you're going to, and they don't, I mean, I don't know what the Ramban and the Riva technically hold. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef and the Manash Lishi, on the Tsumani. So I don't know why you know, why there comes to Tosas and Svistas. That was all within Rabbi Yosef, and I think that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Ephraim?
What's the difference between Toldo and Dabar in the case of the Shlish, or the Shar, and a case of Yachlugu, if Yachlugu Yosef?
Hold on, you lost me there. What's the difference between...
The fact that we say that you're not allowed to say Toldo and Dabar once you have a nitka. Meaning, you have to sort of assume the Vada that you're returning it to a special owner.
Correct.
When you say Yahoku, be a holy of them, if you don't have Vada returning it to a special owner, it would still happen like you'd say Yahoku.
No, I don't think so. I think the distinction between... In other words, there's no... Yehemunach for the Ramban is sui generis. Yehemunach, the Rabbanan don't really have a Yehemunach, except for in the case of an Ifkad. But that in a sense is almost, it's not Basin's responsibility. It's some besides Basin has a responsibility. If Basin sees it, also Yehemunach. But in an ordinary case where the Basin is at Mosak and somebody else is the Mosa, so then it's either Yachloku or it's called the Olam Gavar. And that depends strictly upon whether there's a liar, Vaday liar, or not a Vaday liar.
Safek Hinuach? Yeah.
That's only in the first, that's Safek Hinuach, so the first Eretz. I mean, let's put it this way. It may be relevant, it's still relevant. I mean, I would say that may still be relevant for the Nifkad and for Ikaf Sinan. But in other words, Mochzakos, in the first Eretz, Mochzakos always matters. We can debate whether a Shalish, whether the Nifkat is actually a Mochzak, whether the two parties are Mochzak. In the second Teretz, we're not interested. We don't regard the Nifkat as being they're not Mochzak on it, because when Nifkat's holding it, there is this, that's purely a Safek Inuach question. Right?
If the Shlish of the Nifkat is not allowed to go see it,
it's not going to get to
the right owner.
Correct.
Why is
well, that's not hard. If the whole second approach is that Yachloku is appropriate when there's no Vaday liar here. Not just that it could be true, but there's not even a person Vaday lying. So then the Manash Shlishi happens not to be a case of that. The Shara happens not to be a case of that. But by Arba and by Shnayim Ochazin, it could very well be that in some cases you would say Yachloku, and in some cases you would say Kol Da'alam Gavar. Yehimunach is only because once somebody has a responsibility for returning it and can't do that, so then they're stuck. But if nobody has a responsibility, it's just the two parties. We don't care whether they're Mosak, they're not Mosak. If there's a Vaday Raman, Kol Da'alam Gavar. Bein Bepalis, Bein Be'arba. If there is no Vaday Ramay, then the appropriate thing to do is not only can it be possibly both of theirs, but it's not even clear that one of them is even lying, so therefore we say Yachlok. That's the second Teretz. So, my question for you was to, as the segue into the next approach, the next piece of the sugya, and that's the final piece of the sugya we're going to do, is the first approach of the Ramban, that of Tosas, is that the fundamental difference between the two sugyas is whether one party is mochzak or not. Why is the, and according to the second Teretz, parties being mochzak are totally irrelevant. It has no impact upon the situation. There's no impact whatsoever. The only thing that matters is whether there is a Vaday Ramay or not. If there's no Vaday Ramay, then Basin's job is to, since it's possible both own it, and there's no clear that indication anybody's being dishonest, the just thing to do is to base it to step in and make sure there's a division. once there's a Vada Rabbi, to make a division would almost be unjust, if not definitely unjust. And they're not going to do anything. But there's no real, being Mosak is no Mala v'lo Morid. Not for the Bali Din. Mosak, when the basement is Tofes, when the Sholish is the Nifkad on it, that's not that they're Mosak. It's that these parties have a responsibility they can't fully discharge. When you're holding on to it, in theory, we could just wash our hands of it. Once we're holding on to it, we can't wash our hands of it. But the first Teret says, no, that really what determines things is Mosak. Why? What's the driving distinction, aside from textual questions, between the two Terutzim? So I suggested this a few Shiurim ago. How does one, in other words, the first Teretz of Tosfos, Tosfos says that we are, he doesn't say again, he says, Anu Yodim, from the fact that we're holding it, they both have a Chelek in it. I'll call it an Anansade. Right? It, and in other terms, we call it a Chazakah. The Chazakah is that if I see the two of you holding the Talis, the presumption is, both of you have a chelik in the Talis. And the second approach, the Rivan and the second Teretz in the Ravan, do not accept that. They don't accept that. They say, Mochsakis is irrelevant. So, I stand by the suggestion that it would seem that the difference between these two shitos is how does one relate to the Cheskas Mamon? Cheskas Mamon generally, perhaps, or Cheskas Mamon in this case? And I'm more interested, I can't prove it, in the question of Cheskas Mamon generally. So, we discussed this a little bit. I'm not going to go much further now. I'll take any questions. But the real question is the strength of Mochzakus, of Cheskas Mama. How strong is the Cheskas Mama? Or put differently, is it a Mevarer in any way? Or is it just a Machria? I mean, in the sense, is does it actually contribute information? Or is it simply a default? How do we behave? We don't know what else to do. If you say that it's a mevarer, that I think is the answer, that's the assumption of Tosfos and the first Teretz of the Ramban. If you say it's just a machria, well, then there's no hachra. When two people are holding it, you know, the assumption would have been, you know, if it doesn't, it's not mevarer anything, so then we can say that since it's just a way that tells us to behave, and now that you're both holding out to a talis, well, we don't really know what to do. If it's a mevarer, then when the two of you hold it to a talis, it tells us that one of you owns this part and one of you owns the other part. Now, you could say, even as a hachra, you could decide to do things that way. But I understand why if the whole point is that it just tells us what to do, we're not really sure what to do anymore. Because it's not like one person's holding it. Well, we don't really know it's his, but he's holding it, so that's where we'll leave it. You have two people fighting over it. To say that we know bevadaus, I would say it this way. I'm more convinced that the first Teretz in the Ramban and Tosfos assume that the Cheskas Mamon is Mevarer. That's why you say someone's holding on to it. That's definitive. These two people holding Talis, Yachloku B'Shuach. You can't say Kol Da'olam Gavar. Why? Because you're going to wind up with a miscarriage of justice. Because Anan Sadeh, Anu Yodim, they both have a chelik in it, and Kol Da'olam Gavar, one's going to win. If it's just a way of, well, a way of deciding things, because we have no better way to decide, so then I understand why, even though they're both Mosak, that's kind of relevant, because they're both Mosak. So therefore, if it turns out that one of them wins through Kol Da'olam Gavar, on those grounds, that would be a miscarriage of justice. Because it's not like we actually knew that it belonged to one of them or the other. There was just a way of deciding things. So we have a different way of deciding things called the Olam Gavan. That's, I think, the simplest way to explain it. And that, in some sense, looks like it's mirrored in the Machlokas, the Ketos, and the Nesivos, which is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. I'd like to try to see if we can get through most of it. Certainly, well, today is Monday. So I'd like to finish this week, and then we have other sugyas to move on to. But that's really the question. What is the strength of Cheskas Mamon? And that's what I think is the machlokas between these two shittos. Are there any questions? Okay, so if there... Nope. It's okay, you can start again. So I want to just quickly sort of just go through the materials and restate things. We have the sheet of Rav Nachman that called the Olim Gavar, two people fighting over a boat. Neither one is Mosak on the boat. That I don't think really is not likely to be disputed. No one's Mosak on the boat. Two people are fighting. The Gemara first doesn't actually provide what the resolution is, but then later on the Gemara says that Izeomer Shalavosa is Shalavosai, and I think Mosul Rishon assume it's the same case, or it's two iterations of the Arba, and we say that Rab Nachman says Kol Olam Gavar. You let the two of them fight it out, based on doesn't get involved. Unless the Gemara has a machlokas, number one, whether Tafsinan at the request of one of the parties that's afraid that the other party is going to grab the boat and abscond to Tahiti, and they'll never see the boat again, and they're going to bring a Rai, and it's too late. A machlokas with Tafsinan, and there's a machlokas that based on was Tophis, and the party says, never mind, I thought I had a Rai, but I don't. Can you throw it out? We'll have a wrestling match, whether the mafkin or not. Rashbam says, and I think the Ramban might be assuming also, that they may be connected. If you say lo tafsinan, it's because lo mafkinan. You don't want to take it in and not be able to put it out there again. Gemara asks a question from Shnei Shtaros Hayotzim B'Yom Echad, where Rav says Yachlogu, which is not a surprise. The simple way of reading Rav, except for the Rashbam, is that it's Medina Yachlokus, because Ede Chasima Karti, so both Shtaros are Konim Ke'echad, so it's Vadai belongs to both of them. It's not a Safek. But Shmuel says in that case, since Ede Mesira Karti, therefore, only one of these two people really owns the field or whatever it was in the shtar. And therefore, Shmuel says, shoot the dine. Let the dayan decide whatever they want, make a guess or something like that. So the Gemara says, does he disagree with Nachman? The answer is that no. Rav Nachman is a case where Ikan Lameka Lomel Lemilsa, therefore, Beis Din doesn't want to do anything themselves because they might turn out to make the wrong decision that will become revealed to everybody. Where Shmuel's the case is where it is extremely unlikely anybody's ever going to find out whose shtar was given first, because Edom don't pay attention, they don't look at their watches when the shtars are given over, and therefore Shmuel says, in that case, since Beis Din is not going to have to backtrack, we say shoot at the dining. And then the Gemara finally asks, how's that different from Matha Tarba Hamor, where they don't know when the cow or the shifcha gave birth? Why do you say there Yachloku, and again that's Sumchus is Shita, but only reason we disagree with Sumchus is because we have a Marakam. But in principle, if it's Omeid Bagam, it's not precious either one of them, and if you ignore Cheskas Marakama, you say Yachloku. So the question is, why not say Kol the Olim Gavar? And the Gemara's answer is that by the Arba, there's no Dror de Mamona. And I'm just going to explain that. The most Rishonim say this, we don't know that either one of Shaychus to the boat. And therefore, we just don't want to get involved with these people. But when it comes to the shifcha, each person has a drama. They each have shaychus to it. Because one owned the para, one owns the para. One owns the shifcha, one owns the shifcha. And we just don't know the point at which it happened. So therefore, since they both have shaychus, therefore we say yachloku. The elephant in the room, or the missing elephant in the room, is the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochsim Batalas. Why doesn't the Gemara say, oh, and what would Rav Nachman do with Shnayim Ochsim Batalas? Well, we say Yachloku Bishvua, right? We had in our Gemara Kol Da'olam Gavar, Shuda or Yachloku, and then Yachloku certainly Bishvua. But here you have Shnayim Ochsim Batalas, Yachloku Bishvua. So the question is, why doesn't the Gemara invoke that? So we saw, I'm not going to go through the second version of the Rav, but basically we had two basic Teirus. Tosos in the first Teirus in the Ramban, and the Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Hanana all say that the difference is whether the parties are Mochsak. Once the parties are mufsak, anan sadeh, that they each have a chelek in it, and therefore we say yachloku. The purpose of the shvua is kadei shalei kalachat ha-tofes, holek tofes talisa shachavera. If they're not mufsakim on it, then we basically wash our hands of the situation, we say kol da'olam gavar. The only exception to that rule is when you're dealing with, even if they're mufsak, the only time you don't say yachloku is if it's impossible, if the result is going to be vadai wrong. That by Yachloku, one of them, we know it has to belong to one of them, not the Shnayim Ochsim Batalas, and not if the Arba, if they were Mochsakim somehow, but rather the case of the Mana Shlishi, which we know already, doesn't belong to both of them. It belongs only to one of them. So in such a case, there we say Yehi Munach Ad She'ev Eliyahu. In other words, there are three mahalchim for Tosas fundamentally in what the proper thing for Beis Din to do would be. One is Yachloku. Two is called the Alan Gavar. Three is Yehi Munach Ad She'ev Eliyahu. The second approach of the Rabbah, that of the Riva, is to say, no, Mosakas has no impact here whatsoever. What the key issue here is whether there's a Vaday Ramai or there isn't a Vaday Ramai. If there's a Vaday Ramai, if there isn't a Vaday Ramai, by Hahu Arba, if that were the case, that's not the case. The assumption, he says, is that there is a Vaday Ramai by Arba. But if there were no Vaday Ramai by Arba, there's no Vaday Ramai by Shlaim Ochsa Metala, Zenar Mimitzasiya, or Zenar Mimilakachtiya, either way, where it's possible that neither one is actually lying, not with intent. In any similar case, so we would say Yachloku. But if there's a Vaday Ramai, so at that point we can't say Yachloku anymore, and therefore our default approach would be called the Olam Gavar, both by the Arba and by Shtayim Ochsim Batalis. The only time that doesn't apply is when either the Beis Din or the Nifkad already have seized the object, and now they have an achrayas to return it, but they can't. So Yehi Munach is not really an act of Beis Din. It's not a psak. It's rather something that has just happened to individuals who wound up within their possession that they have no other choice. And I am suggesting that the core difference between the two teutzim of the Rabban, between Tosus and the Riva, is what is the power of Cheskas Mamon. According to the first teretz of the Rabban, the Cheskas Mamon suggests that it's a non sade. I see you're both holding on to something, therefore there's a quasi eidos that each one of you owns part of it. Once you're both muchzak on something, there's really no way to take it out of your hands to do called the Olam Gavar. And generally speaking, we would avoid Yehi Munach as well, until it's impossible. Just as, like any Anan Sadeh can be overridden by definitive testimony, so our Anan Sadeh, that you both own a share in the Talis, can be overridden by the fact that it's impossible that you both own the Talis. But fundamentally speaking, Mosakos is a strong Mevarer, that the two of you have a chelek in it until it's proven otherwise. And for the second teretz of the Ramban, for the Riva, Mosakos doesn't indicate anything. It's just a way, Cheskas Mamon is a way to be machriya. It's a way to decide things because we have no other way of deciding. But in this case, because both of them are Mosak, in effect, we would say, none of them are Mosak, it doesn't really matter. We're not, by deciding to do A or B that's different than what they're holding on to, it's not that we're contradicting a known fact. We're not contradicting an ansade. We're just choosing a different method of resolution.